Blog Talk Radio.
The headlights are a cut in the fog on a midnight highway, and 18 wheels are a driving through the dawn. There's a Blue Ridge Mountain sunrise filling the mirror, and the ashtray's full, the coffee's almost gone. And the trucker's heading west to Colorado, passing the miles with his friends on the CB code. And tonight the truck stops somewhere out in nowhere, and tomorrow's wind and the open road. And I believe he's gonna drive that rig to glory, and I believe I feel the freedom in his story. Riding that diesel wine, chasing that long white line, dropping that load on time, and he's going home.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Interactive Internet. I'm your host, Pete Carr, welcoming you to our regularly scheduled Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening show, where we talk about everything and anything regarding Internet. We also get into politics, religion, sports, etc., etc. And speaking of sports, I think I saw something about a football game today. I'm not sure. I believe there's a football game today. Now, if anybody knows about that, you can certainly tell me about it. Anyway, it is Super Bowl Sunday, the biggest professional football game in the world, which means that practically nobody is listening to my show today. Isn't that a drag? And we had a heck of a show lined up, a lot of guest stars and everything else. Well, unfortunately, because it's Super Bowl Sunday, I guess it's just going to have to be you and I, and that's it. I am just south of Des Moines, about 60 miles in blowing snow, and I pulled off in a pilot truck stop here on Interstate 35. Very bad weather out here, a lot of blowing and drifting snow, whiteout conditions and all that. So I am parked in a pilot truck stop. I'm supposed to be starting deliveries in Chicago at 4 o'clock in the morning tomorrow morning, but I don't think that's going to happen. Chicago does have blizzard warnings till at least midnight, and it's going to be bad through the day tomorrow there with cleanup and everything. But we'll see what we can do. I may be able to make it in. I may not be able to. I will eventually get there, and that's about all I can promise at this point. It has been the last couple of weeks up in the Northeast. From the Midwest to the Northeast has been nothing but snow and all that. You know, New York got the big blizzard of 2015 last week. They were predicting 2 to 3 feet of snow. And Governor of New York and the mayor of New York City all declared snow emergencies ahead of the storm. Travel restrictions, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey, the whole thing. And I was out there last week. It snowed. It wasn't the big blizzard of 2015. But, you know, let me tell you, folks, the weather at best is unpredictable. Storm is tracking up the East Coast or coming across the Midwest like this one. A matter of 10 miles of the center, one direction of the or the other, is going to determine what your weather is going to be like. And I believe that Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio both did the right thing, and Chris Christie in New Jersey, Daniel Malloy in Connecticut. I believe all of them did the right thing in overreacting. And the reason why I said that is because meteorology is an imperfect science. I would rather them have erred on the side of caution rather than noncommittal. They were overly cautious, and that was a good thing, and I'm glad for that. They shut down New York, I think it was, for commercial trucks, it was 4 o'clock Monday afternoon, and I was just going across into New Jersey at 4 o'clock Monday afternoon. And I made it down to the Petro truck stop in Bordentown, New Jersey, about 6:30. 100 miles, 2.5, almost 3 hours. So we did have some snow and everything there. It wasn't like a tremendous blizzard, but it was still inclement weather. And even Tuesday and into Wednesday, I spent Tuesday at Bordentown, New Jersey, there at the Petro. And then I left out Wednesday morning to go pick up a load in Jersey City. And going up the New Jersey Turnpike Wednesday morning about 10, 11 o'clock, it was like a Sunday. There was hardly any traffic at all. And that's exactly the way I liked it. I'll tell you what, the New Jersey Turnpike is one of the most packed roads in the United States every day of the week. And because of the weather warnings and everything Monday and Tuesday, it was pretty quiet coming up the Jersey Turnpike on Wednesday. So it wasn't bad. And where I was, Bordentown, New Jersey, they didn't get much snow there. There was some wind. It wasn't bad. I'm seeing more here in Iowa than I did last week on the East Coast. And I've got somewhere between a quarter and a half mile visibility right now. There is a there's pilot truck stop here at the Osceola exit. And then right after that to the west is the Lakeside Casino. And I'm saying that their sign is probably the length of a football field away from me. And I can't see the sign. And then, you know, the wind will die down for a minute, and I can see the sign fine. I can see the pilot, the Lakeside sign. The pilot sign is about at the 70-yard line, and then Lakeside is about 30 yards after that. So we're looking at about the distance of a football field from here to the Lakeside sign with the pilot sign in between. And I can see the pilot sign. I can't see the Lakeside sign all the time. So we've got some blowing snow here. Winds are out of the north, and I am facing west. Winds are out of the north, somewhere between 20 and 40 miles an hour. And that's what we have in this area here. And, of course, that's going to affect the driving and all of that. Interstate 35 runs north and south, and right now it's not bad because the wind is pretty much straight in your face if you're going north. Once I get up to Interstate 80, I will be making a turn to the east, which means that will be a 40-mile-an-hour side wind, and I have no idea what it's going to be like up there. Now, right now I have about 18 to 20,000 pounds in the trailer, so I have a light load. I have a light load and a 53-foot reefer trailer. With a 40-mile-an-hour side wind, that could blow me off the road. I'm sure of that. So when the show's over and we get going north, we'll see what it looks like if I'm going to stop again or not. I do have to take a few moments of dead air here, though, folks. And unfortunately, Lou is having a Super Bowl party, so she's not available. And Brian, I'm not sure where he is, but I do need to take just a few minutes here and take care of business. And I will be right back. So just hang in there, folks. Be right back. Thank you. I am back, and I appreciate your patience. Had to take care of business there for a second. Okay, well, what are we going to do here? I'm not going to do an hour monologue. I'm sure you guys won't appreciate all that. No, there's my dog, Taylor Marie. Taylor Marie's up. Hi, Taylor Marie. Hi, good puppy. She doesn't like cold weather, folks. She's a black lab Rottweiler mix. She's supposed to be able to handle the cold. She doesn't like it. So when she goes out, she takes care of business and gets right back in the truck. And that's pretty much what I have to do. Run into the truck stop, take care of business, and get right back in the truck. Now I'm missing the pilot time. It's gotten covered up. I'm kind of sheltered because I have trucks on either side of me, but the truck is still rocking pretty good with the wind. I think after the show is over, I might just lay down for a couple minutes, take a little nap, and get up later on and see what's going on, because this stuff is supposed to be moving out around midnight. And I looked at the Chicago weather. They have blizzard warning in Chicago till midnight. Chicago's picking up about 12 to 18 inches of snow and 40-mile-an-hour winds. So they are definitely under blizzard conditions. And they said the winds are going to start dying down after midnight over there. And that's where I have to be. I have to be in Des Plaines, Illinois, which is northwest of Chicago. My deliveries start at 4 a.m., and then I continue on till I think about noon. And then I go over west of Chicago for Tuesday. I think I have deliveries Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in Illinois. Monday and Tuesday in Illinois, and then I've got one delivery up northwest of Madison, Wisconsin. I've got that on Wednesday. I know that. So I'll be emptying out up in Wisconsin on Wednesday. This is a regularly scheduled run, but I don't normally do this. I usually do Florida, folks. And right now, I wish the heck I was in Florida. It would be a whole lot better than this right now. I've trucked around the United States since 74, so we're going on 41 years. Most of that has been the 48 states, you know, the Rocky Mountain West, all the way to New England, down to Texas, Florida, everything else. But the last... the last 6 or 7 years, I have primarily been doing Denver to Florida. And like I said, I would really enjoy being in Florida right now, folks. But that's the way truck driving operates. Sometimes you've got to go where you've got to go. And it seems like I have been stuck up on the East Coast here and the Midwest for about the past 3 or 4 trips. Did a Detroit and back. I did an East Coast, you know, New Jersey, New York, New York State, and came back and did Chicago, another New Jersey, and now another Chicago. I have been up here for about the past 4 trips now, and that's going to be enough for me. I'm not going to, when I get done with this one, I'm going back to Denver, and I'll go to Florida. One way or the other, but I'll be headed to Florida next week, this next, you know, weekend. Anyway, like I said, we really don't have anybody to discuss anything with today. I don't see any callers because everybody is busy with Super Bowl Sunday. So I'll tell you what, folks, why don't we just go ahead and get out of here and let everybody have their Super Bowl Sunday in peace, and we can pick it up next Sunday at 6 o'clock Eastern, 4 Mountain Time. And that's about all I can do this week, folks. You know, the Super Bowl has me pretty much out of business for my show, and that's the way it is. The difference between a handful of listeners and 81 million viewers, there's 100, I think it was 181 million is what they were estimating for the Super Bowl. Anyway, enjoy your Sunday, folks. Let's go ahead and get out of here. I will close out with our closing theme and see you here next Sunday. Appreciate you listening. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where.